Note to self, the road mender's breakfast should not be served cold.
I did tell you to heat up the sausage roll.
Yeah, but then I'd burn my fingers when using it as a big meaty bean shovel.
I can't believe you chose Invasion of the Body Snatchers over Double Impact. I mean, you want hot clones? How about Twin Van Dams?
Come on, it's great. How magnificent is Donald Sutherland's mustache? You know, when I was a kid, I thought it was a documentary. I was so scared after watching it, I didn't look in the mirror for 7 months.
Well, that explains the haircut.
What do you mean? I've got the same haircut now. Sausages are a bit like clones, aren't they? All uniform and trying to take over the world.
You're thinking of squirrels?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Speaking of bangers and now that 70s crap is finished, it's Barry Oatcake's roadshow tonight. Put it on.
Hello, Crumsters. It's your Airwave Admiral here.
Barry Oatcakes. Searching for crumbs under the duvet of life.
Tonight, I'll be hitting the streets in the Groove Chariot. Coming to you spinning, grinning, and wearing fresh linen. From all the town's hottest night spots. Next stop, Filthy Ken's Donna Wonderland. So, if you see me, come and say hi. But the chips, they're on you. Now, here's those Finnish scamps, Hanoi Rocks, with Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh, you know what else is tonight? Recycling Day.
Recycling Day? Tonight? Why didn't you say something earlier?
I'm just a vacuum cleaner, big guy. It's not my job description.
Oh, Denise will be here soon. Last time it wasn't sorted when she arrived, she threatened to punch me through the milk fridge. Come on, Keith. We've got work to do.
Oh, put me down. I want to hear Barry eat his kebab live on air.
All these broken dreams have made me see that I am strung out. Somebody rescue me. Do I have to tell you that I'm not a
strategy? Thank you. Yeah, see you next week, guys. Oh, time to press play and hit the road.
I'm George Palatinaikos, and welcome to my How to Plan a Heist, tape number 631, and my acclaimed How to Do Everything series. First, you're going to need to choose your disguise. Nuns, presidents, bunnies. Have fun with it. Make it yours.
Plastic done?
There was a can still in that.
What? Okay, I can see it. Wait. No, hang on. It's not a can.
What was it?
A space pilot jet ray gun. I always wanted one of these, but Mum wouldn't let me have one. She said space was an American fabrication. This is even more awesome than I thought it would be.
Hold on, Earth, Private. Where's Hopkins and Washington? They're dead, sir. They're all dead.
Oh, dear, we're playing Space Marines. Well, at least you have a ray gun this time instead of a Toblerone.
God damn it! Fall back to the ship, Private! I'll hold him off!
Pew, 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 pew!
Whoa!
Shoot the bed! Did you see that? The beam! And the bin! And then another bin!
It's a cloning ray gun!
What do we do now?
We'll clone something else, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. Let's take it inside. Shoot some snacks.
Assemble your crack team of wildly differing personalities, each one with their own unique skill set.
I wonder if Alex will be part of my heist crew. He's got some pretty unique skills.
Is this safe?
Yeah. It's a sausage roll, big guy.
What if I miss?
Well, you can't climb the floor.
Are you sure?
Yes. I mean, it's not how it works, is it? You can't clone the floor because it's too big. And you can't clone a clone because it's not the original. And you can't clone an animal because it's unethical.
When did you become so clued up on cloning?
I am one of 10 million production models sold worldwide. Now, if this works, you will never have to restock the shelves again.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Okay, yeah. Get ready. Here goes nothing.
Keep your eyes open.
It worked!
Well, of course it worked. Now pick it up.
Oh. Oh, that's hideous. Oh, that's gone off.
Maybe the original was off.
No, it looks fine.
Okay. Let's try something else. Take me to the biscuits. Oh,
good plan. I'm thinking party rings.
Easy. Be careful with the...
Whoa!
Oh. Oh. Holy cloney.
Keith, code blue.
Evil clones.
Oh.
Your...
Oh.
Your...
Mm.
My childhood nightmare.
Whoa there. Take it easy, Small Pants. I'm not evil. I'm just a part of you.
Small Pants? I haven't been called that since junior school.
God, it feels good to be alive.
This you is so much... so much cooler than you.
That'll be the studded leather jacket, little man.
You can hear me.
Of course I can. I'm him, just less, you know, awkward and weedy.
Is that my bum?
It's a showstopper and a jaw-dropper.
Eyes up here, Keith. Eyes up. So, you are definitely not evil, because, you know, clones usually are.
Of course not. Now, how about you let me have a blast on that toy ray gun?
Well, it's not really a toy.
Listen, I've got big plans, Small Pants, and they start with you giving me that ray gun.
I don't know. I don't think I should.
I thought you'd say that. Well, looks like this plan starts with me punching your lights out and throwing you in a cupboard.
What? You are evil! Ow!
And taking the ray gun myself.
Hey, that's not cool, cool guy.
Then you're not gonna like this.
Hello, beautiful world. Oh, it's simply smashing to be alive.
Marlboros? No. Mayfairs? No. Lucky strikes. Lucky me.
I say this as a friend and a vacuum cleaner who has inhaled his fair share of filthy substances. Smoking is super bad for you.
That's why I'm not taking the ones I don't like.
That was the New York head machine himself, Houdini, with the freaks come out at night.
Huh. They sure do, Barry. And there's plenty more where that came from.
That's such a lovely night. What should we do? I've a joyous idea. Let's do some cleaning. I love cleaning. Would you like to hear some facts about dust?
You know, when I blasted old Keith, I wasn't expecting you to be the result. Now button your lid, frot wiper. I need to listen to this.
If you've just tuned in, Crumsters, you missed me polishing off a mixed donner in record time. And now, the Groove Chariot is on the move once more. Next stop, the 24-hour Laundrette. Spicy. So, if you see us, don't be too shy. Come say hi.
You know, Bazza, I think I might just do that.
Oh, ow. My head. Oh, no. I'm blind.
Relax, big guy. You're just tied up in the cleaning cupboard and the light's off.
Oh, thank goodness. I hate the dark.
Yeah, I hate this cupboard. Oh, smells of bleach and broken dreams.
Why did he hit me? Why is he doing all this? Who's manning the shop?
No idea, on all three counts. But it turns out Call You is an enormous dickhead.
So the ray gun creates your evil clone. Well, I should have guessed.
It's not that simple.
What? What do you mean? Did you get blasted too?
Oh, yeah. And he's a monster.
Wait, what if Ella turns up? She'll think bad me is normal me.
It's a tale as old as time, big guy. I ever tell you the story of the Marigold twins? One was pure as glacial water and the other bad as broken bones. We fade in on an Albanian rubber factory.
Finally.
Ella's here. Oh, I love this girl. She's super sweet and tons of fun.
Any more of that soft soap opera drivel and I'll smash you into tiny pieces. I need this weirdo.
Oh, somebody's mummy didn't cuddle them enough.
Ella, what a wonderful surprise. What's up, Soda Pop?
Okay. I was just on my way back from Hammer Enthusiast Club. Got to try out my hickory-handled claw hammer tonight.
Sounds like a hoot and a half. You'll have to take me along sometime.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, I just thought I would come and say hi. Hey, Keith. You look smiley and shiny tonight.
Hey, Ella. That's because when you're happy on the inside, oh, well, you're radiant on the outside.
I said zip it. You know she can't hear you.
You look different. Have you done something with your hair?
It's got gel in it.
And your clothes? You're not in uniform.
It's Mufti Day. I chuck a pound to the cat's home and Mr. Ricky lets me wear what I want. That's the kind of generous guy I am.
Alex, is everything all right? You don't quite seem your usual self. You're being weird, but not normal weird, more weird. Is there something going on? Are you being held hostage? Are you being forced to wear 80s boy band clothes? Blink twice if it's yes.
Now who's being weird? Look, Jelly Roll, why don't you come on in? Take a look for yourself. Check that everything's just tickety-boo. The door's unlocked.
But it's after 10 p.m. This milk smells off. It's time for me and my hammer to investigate.
Yeah, and the poor sponge fell hook, line and sinker for the badass rubber glove. Yeah. Good girls always fall for bad boys.
Alex?
Oh, no. Ella!
Psh, unlucky big guy. She's as good as his.
Alex, where are you?
Behind you, Tom Fruity.
God, that's not funny, Alex.
It's not meant to be funny.
Why did you lock the door?
Because I need you in the shop.
Stay right there. I don't know what has gotten into you.
I'm a sexy bad boy.
I don't want to, but I will bash out of you if you come any closer.
Tough talk, Annie Hammers. But I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine. Aw, you lose. Raygun beats Hammer.
Sleepless Sundays! Another me!
A better you.
I should have guessed. Evil clones.
Damn, it feels so good to be alive. You look stunned, Big Knickers. Let me clarify, I'm you. Just without the helmet, raincoat, and that goofy Walkman you cherish so much. Oh, God, look at me. I'm so practical and tedious. Oh, look at me. I'm so skanky and desperate.
Wow. I could watch you girls go at it all night.
Dreamboat pizza at 12 o'clock. I'm going to get me a slice of that.
Oh, gross.
This whole situation is making me very uncomfortable. Anyone want to put me in the cupboard?
What'd you say we get out of here, Cherry Pie? With this ray gun, we have the power to clone the whole dreary town. And after that, Redditch, Chester, maybe the whole goddamn world.
I love a man with a dastardly plan.
Let's track down that roadshow bozo, Barry Oatcakes.
You two clowns aren't going anywhere. What should we do with her? What have you done with the real Alex?
Let's tie her up and throw her in the cupboard.
Just you try it. In you go!
Ella! You're okay!
Oh, hey, Alex.
Oh, another wally for the cupboard of broken dreams.
And you knew, Keith. You've been grating my ass since I cloned you.
Sleep tight, dogs!
Hello, new friends. Ah, oh, isn't this exciting?
This is evil you. I quite like him.
In the real world, he would never have made it off the assembly line.
Oh, nice to see you still talking to yourself.
Come on, sweet tush. We've got a groove chariot to catch.
Well, it's pretty cramped in here.
This is going to get really awkward. Not for me. I'm cosy.
Sorry, Ella. You're on my leg.
I'll try and wriggle off.
No, no, please don't wriggle. It's fine.
So, evil cloning ray gun.
Yeah.
That's a new one. Let me guess. You shot yourself.
In the face. By accident.
Ouch. Way to go, G.I. Joe.
This is all my fault. All I wanted to do was clone a sausage roll.
You can say that again, dinger fingers.
Oh, we really need to get out of this cupboard.
Yeah, so we can go and hide in the storeroom.
No, because we need to go after our evil clones.
Right. Do we have to?
What's that noise? Sounds like a truck.
They've come back. Anyone for hide and seek? I'll go first. You guys hide.
Oh my God, someone's in the shop.
It's after 10. I'll start. 1, 2, 3.
They're coming this way.
What are you plonkers doing in here? Sex games, is it?
Denise!
Shame I'm on time. Probably would have caught you pervs at it if I was late. I suppose you want untying then?
Yes, please.
15, 16, 17. Oh, that's my favourite number.
Oh, my God, look at this place. What happened to the cigarettes?
They're all over the gaff. It's like a Frenchman's Christmas.
Alex, I'm switching the radio on.
Yes, another Barry Oatcakes fan. Good girl. Oh, I bloody love that boy.
Oh, yeah, he's a hero. You know, he once broadcast from his ship 148 hours straight. By the end of it, he thought he was a shovel named Phil.
Oh, thank God. It's only Kate Bush. They haven't got to him yet.
I need to call Mr. Ricky. Tell him what's happened.
What's this argy-bargy, then? Who dumped you lot in the cupboard?
Our evil clones. They're trying to turn the whole town evil.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I grew up with an evil clone. Well, it was more of a cousin, really.
Alex, I'm so sorry, but...
No, of course, Mr. Ricky. I understand. You need to show your cat the family routine. Clog dancing is dangerous if done incorrectly.
96, 97.
No, no, don't cancel the band. I'll just hold tight. Okay, you two. Bye-bye, Mr. Ricky. He's not coming. What are we going to do?
Radio Night, here I come. Oh, got you all straight away. You guys, you're terrible at this game.
That was Kate Bush with Running Up That Hill. What a classic. If you're just tuning in, Crumpsters, your airwave admiral is still under attack. There's a woman on the bonnet and a bloke holding onto the boot. I can't seem to shake them. They're off the rockers and as unpredictable as a pair of loose canoes.
They have got him.
Watch him, both those chumps, if they hurt my bazaar.
Wind down the window, Barry.
I'm giving her the wipers, Crumpsters. Monsoon speed.
Ow! Quit it, Barry.
Why have those two got the hots for Barry so badly?
He's a shining star, darling. Everyone has a melt over Barry.
Probably after his autograph. If they kill him, it'd be worth a few bob.
He is the most listened to disc jockey in the county.
I'm doing 37 in a 30. The blokey on the back is waving some kind of intergalactic space weaponry. It's like an episode of police camera action.
I'll drive straight, Barry, you bastard. You're making me sick.
Listeners!
Yeah, he's got at least 14.
Oh, that's it. The quickest way to turn the whole town evil...
Shoot the ray gun into the reservoir and contaminate the water supply?
No, use the radio waves to transmit...
The ray gun's power!
Classic science.
No, we just need to figure out where they are.
I just passed the statue of Claire Balding.
Oh, no.
I'm heading for Mr. Ricky's petrol emporium.
Problem solved.
Holy Barry moly, he's here.
When he said Groove Chariot, was anyone else expecting a beaten-up Ford Granada with a whopping great antenna on the roof?
It is local radio.
Mm. I'll try and keep them occupied, Crumpsters, by driving in circles around the forecourt. If anyone's listening, I can really do with your help. Sunday Speedway. Here we go!
We're here, Barry!
We need a plan, and quick.
Too late.
I've got you now, Barry, baby.
Yeah, zap that frequency fiddler.
My sweet Barry.
He almost took out the pumps. This place would have been blown to smithereens.
What on earth? Crumpsters. In 25 years on the airwaves, I thought I'd seen it all. A badger playing the spoons. John Virgo, skinny dipping in the Mediterranean Sea. But I never thought I'd find myself staring into the face of my own clone.
You talk too much. Clobber him, evil Bazza.
I'll save you, Barry. I'll tuck both those planks in. No milk, no story, straight to bed. I'm windmilling in.
No, Denise, you can't go out there. They'll just clone you 1,000 times and things will be 1,000,000 times worse.
Alex is right, but we have to do something before they get to that antenna.
I think I might be having an idea.
10 to 1, it involves hiding in a storeroom.
So you had all that power and the first thing you cloned was an industrial bin?
Yeah.
And you're sure you can't clone a clone?
Pretty sure.
So we just hide behind the bin and push it towards the Groove Chariot. Then when we're close enough, I spring out and crunch those tow racks.
Then we grab the ray gun and I smash it with my hammer.
Hello, what's this? Is that you, Small Pants? Hiding behind that big, big bin?
Oh, they've spotted us. Just keep pushing, we're almost there. I spy Big Nicker's helmet.
Well, look who got out of the cupboard. Time to make some more me's.
Blast him, baby. It works! The bin is nullifying the ray.
Clever lad.
Right, now, Denise.
Time to take out the recycling. Get down here now and take your spanking like a good boy.
I'd love to stop and chop, old girl, but I've got a date with an antenna. Eat this.
Well, I'll blow milk out me nose. Dos Denisos. Ciao. Four-quart soiree, is it? If I'd have known, I'd have brought the Bristol cream. Chint. Good night, you sherry-drinking Alice. Only room in this world for one me.
Oh, that backfired. Sicker, evil Barry.
Rough and tumble time.
You're not the Barry I know and love. You're a cheap market store knockoff. Let's tango.
Ella, I can't do this. He punched me in the face last time. It really hurt.
You can do whatever he can do. He is you.
And what about evil Ella?
I'll take care of that try-hard trollop.
Oh, will you now, Captain Anorak? You leave my Anorak, helmet, and Walkman out of this.
Well, you dress like a 12-year-old boy going camping in Brittany.
Yeah? You dress like a stripper and a hen doing Torbay. I bet your Alex prefers my outfit.
He might do, but you're forgetting one thing.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Never get your hair done before a helmet fight.
Ow!
Alex, what are you waiting for? Get to the roof of the Groove Chariot.
Here I go. One, two, onto the roof. Ooh, that's high.
You're so pathetic. It's like 5 feet up.
Stop what you're doing right now.
You after another punch to the face?
I said stop what you're doing.
Whoa, someone's spuds have sprouted. Not surprising with the amount of soil in your undercrackers.
You can belittle me all you want, but I know underneath that really, really cool jacket, you're just as fragile as I am.
Our bodies may be the same, my friend. But the fact of the matter is, I'm you with the L-plates removed. Unrestricted. Life without fear. And you're still scared of everything. Too scared to tell Ella how you really feel.
Shut up!
And you're too scared to take me down. Now I just have to press the trigger, and it's bonjour Clone City, Small Pants.
Stop calling me Small Pants!
Uh-oh.
I think you broke my fall.
Get off, you ding-dong. Now where's that ray gun?
You're looking for this.
Big knickers. Where's the hot version of you?
On the concrete, sprawled out like a starfish.
That was a half-decent tumble, to be fair to him. Reminded me of going toe-to-toe with Batman at Newport Comic Con.
So, what now?
You know how this goes. You lose, hammer beats ray gun.
Smash it, Ella. It's working! The clones are disappearing!
Ugh, this sucks. Just remember, Alex, I'll always be a part of you. See you round.
See you round, tight pants.
Nice.
Well, that's that then. I've got a shift to finish.
Thanks for your help, Denise. Couldn't have done it without you.
Ah, don't mention it. Never say no to saving the world. Comes with a job, one planet and all that.
Don't you want
to
stay and meet Barry? I think he's coming round.
Oh, no. Never meet your heroes, boy. I learned that the hard way with Richard Madeley. See you later, yeah?
Bye, Denise.
Mr. Oatcakes? Can you hear me? Mr. Oatcakes?
We're back, Crumsters. And your airwave admiral is once again sailing the sea of sounds.
Does he know the antenna's broken? He's not broadcasting.
I'm not sure that it matters.
The Groove Chariot must keep rolling on. Next stop, the Town Hall.
What a pro. So, we can tick
evil clones off the pickles I've got you out of list? I'm beginning to think you're cursed, Alex.
Yeah, Keith says the same about you. And hiding behind the bin was my idea.
You do love to hide. I better get going.
Yep, as usual, Keith and I have quite the mess to clear up.
Good luck with that. I'll see you later, Alex. And you too, Keith.
See you later, Ella.
Sayonara, weird girl.
Hey, less of the weird.
Wait, what?
Attendant was written and created by the Cullen Brothers. In episode 4, Sci-Fi, the roles of Alex and Evil Alex were played by Will Merrick. Ella and Evil Ella were played by Patricia Allison. And Kenneth Collard played Keith, Evil Keith, and the voice of the how-to tapes. Ingrid Oliver played Denise and Evil Denise, and Barry Oatcakes was played by Joseph Tweedale. It was directed for BBC Audio in Bristol by Evil Alison Crawford.